Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is Kendi Foster. Boy, do I have a show for you today. You are going to want to stay tuned for this one. I have a couple amazing guests, actually four guests today. Three of them have a band called the 3K Sisters Band, and they are blowing up on TikTok. They've got about a quarter of a billion views on TikTok, and they are going to tell you a lot about what they're doing, what they're up to, and how they got where they got. I also have my second guest is Marianne Bauer. Marianne has an amazing book called The Gift is Within You, and that book is a book that can really help you to start to blow up your limitations, your thinking that might have got you stuck where you are. You know, a lot of people have limitations, right? Limitations actually rule their minds. And why do some people have more limitations than others? Why isn't everybody out there with their voice, their power, their passion, their courage, putting their messages in the world? And I've asked that question a lot. Well, it's because the subconscious mind has been programmed through childhood, through family, through institutions, through your teachers, through your environment of how to show up or how not to show up. But you know what? None of us are meant to stay limited. All of us are here to create an abundant life, and we can do that by stepping into our courage, stepping into our own power, and tuning in to those messages that we all get. Listen, there's only one reason if you're limited in this world right now. There's only one reason for that. I'm going to give you that reason as soon as I come back from this break. Then I'm going to introduce my guests. We'll be right back.
Hi, Kendi Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Season Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
Well, we're back. Listen, the show today is called The Courage to Stay Positive in Troubled Times, right? So I told you I'd give you the answer to why you limit your success. And it's really, actually, really, really simple, right? It's because when those limitations come up, let's say that you want to create a new product or service or something, when they come up, you don't find the courage to move past the limitation. You think that limitation is there to crush you or to keep you stuck or maybe to direct you in another path. That's not true most of the time. Most of the time, it's the limitation that you need to blow past. Does that make any sense? I hope it does. Well, listen, I don't want to limit my show by any kind of limiting thinking on my part today, because listen, I blew out my thinking a few years ago, and today I have a couple, three ladies that have actually blown out their limitations, and with the help, I'm sure, of their parents and some amazing people around them, have been able to blow up their followers on TikTok to about 750 million. They also have about 36 million likes on TikTok platform alone, not talking about the other social media platforms they are. The name of the group is called the
3 Sisters Band.
Hello, everyone.
To anyone who is listening and or watching, we are the K3 Sisters Band. To anyone who is interested in what we do or what we play our music-wise, go to k3sistersband.com. That is our website. website. It's where you can find all of our merch or any of our live albums that you want to listen to stream for free. So yes, anything, if you're interested in anything about us, go to k3sistersband.com.
And I love you guys. You guys are amazing. You know, I told you the story. I'll tell the audience the story. You know, 3 weeks ago, I was thinking, my grandson was on TikTok. I thought, what is that? Let me check that out. I checked it out about 2 weeks after that. I checked it out and found you guys, right? And about 3 weeks after that, I got, or 2 weeks after, I got a press release from Anderson Publicity asking for you guys. You're looking for places to speak. I thought, well, let me see if they want to come on this show. So thank you for being here. It's awesome. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
We're very glad to be here and share some light to people.
Yes, TikTok is definitely world changing. It's rocked our world and we love it.
So. Yeah, we've been doing TikTok for over a year now, and we're so glad to be a part of their TikTok Creator Fund because we get paid to do what we love, which is create content for people. Whether it's on TikTok or on any other social media platform, on YouTube maybe. And yeah, it's just awesome. You know, every Saturday we do these live stream concerts. That's where our fans come to listen to us in all of our glory.
Yeah, through TikTok, we've garnered a lot of fans and we've really created a community on our live stream concerts. And people love going to our website, listening to our music. And it's really been awesome. You know, we've gained, you know, international people like all over the world
all over
to
the
our
world.
Shows. It's amazing.
Yes. And well, our fans.
Let me introduce the three of you. Okay. So, Kaylin, raise your hand so everybody knows who you are. Okay.
Hi, I'm Kaylin.
Yeah, I'm Kelsey.
And I'm the youngest. I'm Kristen.
So,
yeah, the world is crazy, isn't it, guys?
It is. A lot of people are struggling right now. You know, how are you guys dealing with the challenging times?
Yes. Well, this time in everyone's lives is so unique. It's unique in everyone's lives. You know, the news just came out recently, a couple days ago, with a report saying that students and kids our age,
college age,
have gone back with their parents. They've moved in with their family again because they have nowhere else to go. You know, they can't go to college.
But the bad thing is that they stopped working and they've stopped progressing, you know, and stopped
and
learning
careers.
Things.
Yes. And see, they've stopped not only learning life skills, but they're starting to progress and
regress.
Yes, go backwards.
And we've taken this quarantine as a huge opportunity. We've done the exact opposite.
Yes, we've done the complete opposite.
We're working the hardest right now we've ever worked.
Yeah,
we work sometimes 5 to 6 days a week, constantly writing songs and recording. And
see, we wear multiple hats. We, with this pandemic quarantine, have gone full pedal to the metal. We are not only in our most creative fever of writing songs, but we are also doing these weekly live stream concerts. We have expanded our horizons in the tech world, not only through social media, but also our over 25 channel soundboard that everyone in the band knows how to run.
Yeah, earlier this year, we had all of our shows lined up for this year. It's going to be our biggest shows.
Our biggest show
yet. Obviously, those all got canceled and postponed. So we decided to do this live streaming thing, which has really helped us. And we've really grown.
Yes.
We got the equipment we needed. We were able to stream with 4 cameras, which is awesome. And we definitely want to keep broadcasting to the world for sure.
Yes, we were able to expand our global reach to the world of spreading our music and positivity. And it's definitely been a huge success. We want to continue that success and shed light to people who need it right now. You know, we're trying to be that light in the dark. And I think that people really see that.
That's really good. So let me ask you the obvious question. You know, with 750 views and 36 million likes, how are you dealing with the fame?
Oh, my gosh. Kaylin,
you want to take this? You know, we take it one day at a time. You know, we don't think of ourselves like an overnight sensation. We like to say that we became an overnight sensation, but it only took 11 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We love looking at our comments on our YouTube lives and, like, reading their comments. And sometimes we take their song requests. You know, we still love to, you know, pay attention to our followers and our fans.
Yes, through this live stream, weekly live stream concerts that we do, we have gathered a huge community of kids, teenagers, adults, all genres, all people love our music, any age. And we have this huge community of just people that are here to listen to music and enjoy themselves.
And we write
and connect.
We write all of our songs. We do only our original songs. And, you know, we tend to have a lot of uplifting messages and positive things to say in our songs. So it's awesome to be able to sing those songs to our fans. And so many people have come to us saying how inspired they are because of our music, and they want to, you know, branch out and try playing instruments and stuff, because we're all multi-instrumentalists.
Yes.
We each play several different
instruments. I love it. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. When I come back, I want to pick your mind, the mind of the creative genius that seems to be around you or coming through you, and how some of your fans might be able to tap into that themselves. I'd like to ask you that. Also, of course, we got to get to the new album. We're going to be talking about the new song, My Time. So we'll be right back. All righty.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
I'm a diabetic. I need to maintain healthy glucose levels so I can live normally and still enjoy my day-to-day life. Kirlin is a 100% natural supplement that helps me do exactly that. Kirlin promotes healthy glucose levels, energy, sleep, and proper body function. I try to make the right choices, but Kirlin keeps me controlled even if I indulge in a naughty treat here and there. It's how I plan to stick around for my family.
Get $20 off Kirlin. Visit KiraLife.com and use coupon code COURAGE.
Well, recently selected to be part of TikTok's $1 billion creator fund due to their influence, the musically talented sisters on our show today have found a niche performing harmonic melodies inspired by Harry Potter. They have also written and performed their own music for a weekly live show on their YouTube channel every Saturday at 11 p.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. The girls also have a brand new live album titled My Time that will be released. Actually, it's already been released, right? I can get it now. Can I get the song now, ladies?
The single, yes.
The single My Time is out now on our website, kathysistersband.com, for free streaming.
The album that will be out later this month.
Yes, so stay tuned.
Genius that is behind all of this. So what I want to ask you is, when you create together, when you created My Time together, how did you do it? How does this work for the three of you?
Yes. So the three of us, about how many years ago would
like
you say?
2017.
About 2017, we had a meeting and we had a vision. We saw the future that was so close, we could almost taste it. But we said, girls, this is the time for us to really expand upon our musical endeavors, whether it's with the multi-instruments that we play or with our singing and
running
sound, which was one of the things. And we learned how to record on, you know, different things and on the phone and how we used voice notes to record our songs. And we said, all right, we're going to work harder and we're going to get even better than we are now. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, Kristen actually came up with the initial idea for my time. We were actually in our van when she played. We call our van Stan the Van.
Yes, he's our van that we go around traveling
and,
in.
Yeah, she played us the song and we loved it. And it was kind of like on the back burner for a while, along with a bunch of other of our original songs that have just stacked up because we just write so many.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until this summer when we really revisited the song and we were like, wow, you know,
this song really corresponds with what's going on right now.
Yeah,
you know, this is our time. This is our time to shine. I'm leaving it all behind. I found my new timeline. And so I just went, all right, guys, this is it. We're doing this song right now. This is the next new song we're doing. And so we all gathered together. We finished the lyrics and it was like the muses just touched us and it was born. Yeah, the song became.
And the song also touches on bullying and how people can get you down and think, hey, they're different than me. So therefore, you know, I have to bring them down because I want to feel better about myself. But that's why in 2014, we created the K3 motto, which we have a shirt right
here. The K3 sisters motto.
Love it. Awesome.
And the K3 motto is, I will always believe in myself and celebrate my life and the lives of others. I will respect the music and customs of others as long as they are not harmful to anyone.
I will stand against bullying of any kind and choose love over hate. Hashtag K3 motto. Yes, because we want our fans to shine. We want them to know that they can do anything they want.
Yeah, a lot of our fans have gotten inspired to pick up an instrument. And some of our fans have said, I'm taking voice lessons now because you guys have inspired me. I want to learn how to sing better and I want to, you know, become better.
Yeah. Yes, and that's what we want. That's the whole message of my time, is to explore your creative endeavors. We really wanted
that's really good. That was my next question. I was going to ask you is how do you, you know, with your fans, what would you tell them? Right. You said explore your creative endeavors. A lot of people do that, but then they stop. Why did you keep going? What happened here?
Oh my gosh.
We didn't quit when it got tough.
Yeah. Yes. We've seen the good, bad, and the ugly of this music business.
Things can easily get you down. Many things, but we've learned if you really want it, you have the dedication, you just have to push hard and go for your dream. But it also requires a lot of work and talent as well, you know.
Yeah,
you just have to work hard.
Yes,
all
see,
the time.
We are fourth generation musicians on both sides of our family, you know, and so that I feel has definitely helped, you know, with our creativeness. So we kind of feel we really do love what we do.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Another reason that we really didn't stop when the going got hard is because we don't look at this as work. We look at this as fun and a way to express love and anti-bullying and, you know, women empowerment. We're a female-led organization, you know, and we want to really continue spreading that positivity of you can do it.
So, you know, yeah, your music does promote courage. It promotes optimism and fun. There's a lot of fun. Who are your heroes? Who are your heroes? Where'd you get all this from?
My gosh. You know, I definitely have to say some of our biggest inspirations musically are The Grateful Dead and Jerry Garcia.
Bob Dylan.
Oh, my gosh. The king of songwriting.
And Crosby, Stills, and Nash because of their type. Harmony.
Yes. You know, people are hungry for authenticity nowadays. And so that's what we're really trying to do is let them know that we are here. We're as transparent as we can be, you know, to help guide and just shed light. We're not here to master. We're just here to shed light on the situation.
Yeah, but other heroes also include our parents because our dad taught us how to play instruments like guitar and our mom taught us how to sing because she's a vocal coach.
Yes, we were trained from a very young age, practically since we were born. And each time one of us turned 3 years old, we were on stage with our parents. And I remember sitting in the audience with a binky in my mouth thinking, why am I not up there? They are up there and I'm not. And I was really upset. And I even escaped my babysitter and ran to the stage. And they let me sing a song, thank goodness.
I just love that. Listen, I got to take another quick break. But when I come back, I want to ask each one of you, what would you say the core belief is that drives your success? What is that core belief that you think somewhere in the subconscious mind, this is where I got it. This is what drives me. This is what powers me. This is my purpose. I'll be right back. We're going to ask you that question when we get back.
Are you out to make a difference? Do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Kendi Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
Well, welcome back here. Listen, there is an organization out there that's called Women's Wisdom. And so if you are a woman entrepreneur, pay close attention. This organization has been assisting women business owners to not only grow their businesses, but grow their lives too, since 1991. This month, their program is focused on helping women to understand the inner game of business, to be able to pivot their businesses and get rid of any limitations so that their business can grow online and offline, and they can get their message of power and courage and wisdom into the world. You can register for the upcoming event at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Also, I would like to thank all of my guests out there that are helping us to make this show an incredible show. Thank you for your posts on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn. Thank you for the questions you send us and also the guests you connect us to. Thank you for all of us. And if you'd like to get any of our replays, you can go to voicesofcourage.us, voicesofcourage.us. So I hope you'll take me up on that. All right, T, listen. I have some amazing guests in studio with me. Listen, in just a year, the K3 Sisters Band has exploded across TikTok and social media, with teens and tweens alike falling in love with the girls' beautiful songwriting lyrics, their funny original videos, and amazing costumes. But it's not just Gen Z who has taken notice. Forbes, Good Morning America, Variety have all featured the girls, hailing them as the future of music. Wow, that's powerful. All right, ladies.
Yeah. Okay.
Music. I want to know that core belief that drives your success. So who wants to start?
Yeah, I can go. I mean, we are really tight as sisters. We've grown up together. We were also homeschooled growing up. And so we are a lot closer than some sisters might be. So my sisters have definitely helped keep me going. And, you know, what we've, you know, said together is that our career comes first. It's a priority to us. And because of that, you know, also comes a lot of sacrifices in life. You know, we've had to, you know, sacrifice friends. We've had to sacrifice just normal things that, you know, teenagers would do, you know, but we've stayed together as sisters and we love to do what we do. And, you know, at the end of the day, if things get tough, we always will have each other and our family and our music.
Yeah. And just like our K3 motto says, you know, we always have to believe in ourselves, because who motivates the motivator? Right.
The motivator himself.
So, yeah.
Yes.
I love that question. Who motivates the motivator? Yeah. You know, there must be times when you wake up and go, enough. This seems like overwhelmed today. I just want to stay in bed. I want to crawl up under the covers. And who motivates you then?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you want to be successful, you got to want it. If you want to be successful, you have to put in the work. You have to put in the time, and you got to make it happen. And that is exactly what we've done. You know, when I wake up being like, oh, I'm so tired, I still remind myself why I woke up that morning, why I am pushing to get to this goal. And it's because I want it. And I want to help share positivity and love through my music. And I keep pushing no matter what.
Yeah, or another thing is to always have positivity and not compare yourself to other people, because that can really get you down, at least with speaking with our experience. You know, you just have to keep looking forward and not get distracted.
Yes, and one of the most important things, if you want to be successful, is to not let the naysayers bring you down. Yes. Because let me tell you, I guarantee you, they will try.
There's always going to be someone out there that says, I don't like what they're doing. I don't appreciate, you know, what they're saying.
Yeah. And you know
what? They don't deserve it. And people are always going
to
say that.
Yeah. Know? My advice to that is you can't please all of the people all of the time. Right. So as long as you please yourself,
I love that. Madonna, I watched Madonna one time when she was at the peak of her career. And somebody interviewed her and said, hey, how do you handle all the negative press? She says, I don't pay attention to it. I went,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's powerful. Hey, listen, biggest mistake. What do you say the biggest mistakes you guys have made that other people can learn from?
Well, let's see.
That's a tough one. No one answers wants to admit their mistakes.
I mean, I guess, you know, to put yourself out there, you know, some people might feel timid, like, or just lazy to
work. We felt timid in the past, at least, you know, a couple of years ago when we, you know, were kind of on the fence about, you know, like, do we really want to do this? Do we really want to put everything in?
Yeah.
And I guess that, just being timid in the past.
Yeah, don't be timid. Yeah. You need to be extremely confident in yourself and to just, you know, if someone gives you an offer, a deal that is bad, don't take it. But I want you to look at it and ask yourself, is this the thing that I need to go for? And if it is, mm-hmm. then go for it. Don't be timid. Yes.
Always avoid
fearless.
Yeah, avoid the fear of success. Always put yourself out there. And
yeah, the fear of success is a black hole that you can easily fall into. But you want to think smart. You want to know your battlefield and know the decisions to not do. In order to pave the future, you have to look at the past. So the three of us, my sisters and I, have really taken the time out of our entire lives, especially from our dad and our mom, to look back at the past artists that have been successful. What did they do right? What did they do wrong? You know, so we learned from their mistakes, their problems that they did, you know, and it's really helped us in our career. And that's my advice to anyone else who is looking to be successful.
Well, I love that advice. I love that part about just forget your doubts, forget your uncertainty, just plow forward. I put it in my words. Yeah, that's really good advice. That's awesome. Well, I have a question. Well, you know what? By the way, we didn't tell people where they can get the new song right now. And so let's talk about My Time. And where can people get that?
Our music
is all on our website, k3sistersband.com, for free. And we just uploaded the song My Time for free streaming
last
Sunday. So it's brand new. So if any of the viewers watching or listening want to listen to it, go to our website right here, k3sistersband.com, and go listen to it. Give yourself the enjoyment of listening to it. Because the thing is we do not use iTunes or Apple Music or anything like that, because we don't want a middleman. I want the fans to come directly to us. That's what we all want. And that's how they can. They can go to our website, and they always have so much fun on our website, whether it's looking at our merch or signing up for one of our free print sets that you can get, which is right here, actually. We want to really give back to our fans. And so these are our free prints that you can sign up for free on our website, k3sistersband.com. And if you want to get your hands on these collectibles, I think we have three sets out right now.
Yeah.
You can collect them, and they're free of cost. We pay for the shipping.
We love to give back to our fans, give them something, just a little something that we can give them for free. And so our fans have been incredible, and we love it when they do fan art of us. And we encourage them to
look at that.
Because
that's
we love
beautiful.
Sharing it.
Yes, so not only do we inspire them through our music, but they inspire us through the art and the fan art that they send us. It means a lot to us, and they're so precious to us. And we just really love our fans so much. They're incredible, and we just want to give back, you know, that positivity.
You know, I think that's what sets your generation apart from other generations. I really do believe this generation is a generation of contribution, of service, of really giving back. And in giving back in a way that empowers people, supports people to be all they can be. What do you say to that?
I say yes. I say, you know, this generation, we don't really know where the wind is blowing right now with this generation. We're just going to have to see, you know, which way the smell goes, which way the wind blows, you know. And that's why one of my favorite lines that we put into my time, one of the greatest opening lines ever, is, you never know which way life could go. But yeah, because you never know where you're going to go. You could be going one way and all of a sudden you have to take a hard left turn and you're like, what?
I love that. Hey, listen, do we have a harmony from you guys today?
Harmony?
Like the chorus? Or... Okay.
All right, we'll gladly sing it for you. All right.
Go ahead, Mary. Okay.
It'll be my time, it'll be my time to shine. I'm leaving them all behind. I found my new timeline.
Hey. Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
You'll have to go to our website, kthesistersband.com, to listen to more.
And we got a music video coming soon.
Yes, stay tuned to our YouTube channel, K3 Sisters Band, for a music video coming shortly. It's going to be so
fun. You ladies are blowing it up. And I want to say something. You know, all that memorabilia you're putting out there right now, I want to encourage the audience to go get that and go check it out. Because, listen, there have been a lot of bands that in my day, I can think of the Beatles and Led Zeppelin, all groups like that, right? Crosby, Stills and Nash, Neil Young, you know, those groups. And now that memorabilia is worth a whole bunch of money. So, you know, you had to pay for their stuff, but yours is free. That's really cool. So I go collect that stuff. That's really awesome. All right, listen. I got time for a couple more questions, and I gotta take a break. But first question, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah, we just really want to keep honing in our skills with our instruments, yeah, and really touch people with our music, and maybe in the future, live broadcasting on television networks, although we kind of are already doing that because a lot of people have smart TVs in their house. They're watching our concerts on their TV already. So.
Yes, and we'd love to go on a world tour someday. A stadium tour or any type of tour, because we have a lot of fans from all over the world and they're constantly saying, please come to Japan, or please come to Austria, Romania, so many different countries, and we'd love to go there and do a world tour for them. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
And about our music.
Our fans have given us the band the title of the band that defies description. So we take that as a compliment. You know, so we definitely want to continue what we're doing, and you know, we never know where this could go, but if you keep, you know, putting coins in the wishing well, something might happen. Mixed in with years of hard work.
I was going to say a little wishing and hard work. That's a great combination. I love it.
Yeah, you know, if you open yourself up to the universe, anything is possible.
Anything is possible. Yeah, and I believe you have the formula of it, because you have to be in service. You have to have noble goals and be in service, and you have both of those things. Listen, last question. Here it is. What is your message to your generation, and maybe even my generation, your message to the world right now? And who would like to take that? Maybe all three of you can, if you'd like.
Our message is definitely in our motto. Our motto is definitely the word whopper of the century. You know, I mean, it covers so many different topics in just three stanzas of sentences. Three sentences. And that's why we should just say it again. The people should hear it again. Kaylin,
yeah, it's, I will always believe in myself and celebrate my life and the lives of others. Because some kids, you know, they're like, I don't know if I'm happy right now. I don't know what to do. And we want to encourage them to believe in yourself and be the best you can be.
Celebrate life. Yes.
I will respect the music and customs of others as long as they're not harmful to anyone.
Yes, in the world, it's definitely important to respect each other, you know, but also stand up if something is wrong, you know?
Yes.
So, and then the last part is, I will stand against bullying of any kind and choose love over hate. You know, not only kids are getting bullied, it's adults as well. Yeah. You know, whether it's in the work office, you know, a higher superior that's not treating the people right, or even a person at their job, you know, or a kid at school, you know, there's so much hate in the world, but we're trying to combat it with so much love and positivity and wisdom and knowledge. And that is the message that we're trying to give people. You know, if they look into us, they'll see the handwriting on the walls, the words that we have in all of our songs. These are not just empty melodies. No, we put meaning. We have something to say. And so the people are listening. They want to know what we're saying, what advice we have to give them, and, you know, what we think about this crazy world. But, you know, we're just here to shed light and be as authentic as we can.
We always make it a priority to be as authentic to our fans and really be transparent. So they love that, and we love to share, you know, honestly.
I love it. Well, listen, I do have to take a break, but I will say this, that in my generation, words mattered. In generations followed, not so much in music. You're bringing it back. Words do matter.
Words have meaning.
What we speak matters. So I'm happy. I'm happy for you. Hey, listen, ladies. I hope you will come back on my show as your popularity continues to increase. I would love to have you back. So
thank you so much, Ken. You're awesome. I really want to thank you as the host for having us. You know, this was really a great time. I love talking with you and to the people.
Well, I love talking to you too. And much success in all you do. You deserve it. You're very unique. You are authentic. You speak the truth. And there's no reason that success won't follow you wherever you go. So I'm so happy to have you.
Toma, arigato gozaimasu. Thank you.
All righty. All right. Well, listen, I got to take a break. And we'll hope you'll hold on and listen to Mary Ann Boer, who's coming up. By the way, Mary Ann is no lightweight. She has a book out there called The Gift Within Us, and she is a communication specialist and an intuitive advocate who has interviewed some of the most gifted intuitives in the world. We'll be right back with her.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, Kendi Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
Welcome back, everybody. What an incredible show we have today. Listen, we're just getting warmed up. You like that segment? Wait till you get to this next couple segments here. I have Mary Ann Bohra on the show today, and Mary Ann is a communication specialist and intuitive advocate who has been interviewed some of the most gifted intuitives in the world. She's even interviewed a Catholic archbishop regarding the topic of intuition. And listen, she shares her understanding and her wisdom and the science behind intuition in her book called The Gift Within Us. And I'm so happy to have you, Mary Ann. Welcome to the show. It's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you, Ken. It's great to be here. I really appreciate it.
Wow. Okay. You know, you start out as a PR professional. I know you do that. But you're an intuitive advocate. Why are you that? What's up with the intuition thing here?
Well, I'm an intuition advocate. I'm also still a PR person. But some years ago, before the year 2000, I had to do this big press conference to promote a millennium clock. Remember before the year 2000, people were scared of Y2K? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I had a client erecting a giant digital clock in Midtown Manhattan. And so he wanted national press for this clock. So I found 24 highly gifted intuitive psychics and mediums, really gifted people. And they came and they met with journalists. 75 journalists showed up to this event. There are about 24 gifted intuitives. And they asked questions about what's going to happen after the year 2000, et cetera. So the reason I mentioned that is two reasons. The journalists, among them was the Wall Street Journal. And the journalist from the Wall Street Journal came up to me afterwards and he was visibly shaking. He said, Marianne, I confess, I came here to make fun of these people, but they're so accurate, I'm still in shock. And the second reason is I ended up becoming friends with a lot of the gifted intuitives and still have been over these years. And what was interesting to me is there's this weird stereotype of everything to do with intuition or intuitive psychic ability has got to be fake or strange or silly, like woman's intuition. And really, that couldn't be farther from the truth. You know, before we had the internet and cell phones, and we all rely on our iPhone now, we had what, phones with cords, et cetera. Well, this form of communication, the iPhone and the internet, fantastic, changed our lives forever. But what we're missing, a lot of us, is that if we discount this other form of communication, which is actually simpler to get, there's no phone bill involved, it's way more complicated, way more complex, and much more wisdom coming from that. We're on the precipice, many of us, of really accepting and listening to our own inner voice and getting that amazing wisdom and guidance. So that stereotype is hopefully changing. Because
I think the stereotype has changed. In fact, I think a lot of people are not thinking themselves anymore as religious. They're thinking themselves as spiritual beings that are infinite, and they're tapping into that intuitive power within themselves. Let me ask you this. How do people develop their intuitive ability? I think a lot of people want to know, because here's what I know. Common sense is uncommon out there. And so it just tells me a lot of people haven't tuned into that inner wisdom, right? Albert Einstein once said, all I want to know are the thoughts of God. The rest are details, right? He knew about tuning into his intuitive side. That's how he created the great E equals MC squared and all the other theorems that he created. He was tuning into those higher realms of consciousness. How do we do that?
Well, the reason I called it the gift within us is because we already are getting those inspirations daily. We've experienced gut feelings. We've experienced, you know, it just came to me. And we all know that feeling. However, every day we're getting interesting inspirations that we maybe just think, oh, wow, that's a brilliant thought. We don't understand that we can call on that and actually ask questions and say, hey, I'm thinking of moving to this place, or I'm thinking of writing this book. What do you think? And you'll get more wisdom than you can even believe. You just have to kind of develop that muscle where you can listen to your inner voice. As I said, we're all getting this every day, all day.
I think that one of the places we can really practice learning our intuition is with our family. I think that's a great place. I'll just tell you a quick story. My wife used to tell me, we'd be driving in the car and she'd be saying, go left, Ken, go left. I go, listen, I know the road. If I go left, we're going to hit a bunch of traffic. She'd say, no, you need to turn left. I said, no, we're going right. Inevitably, I'd hit massive traffic or roadblocks or some weird thing. I must have done this 15, 20 times till I went, she's really intuitive. Then I look on Google Maps and say, it's all clear that way, right? I'm like, okay, I got to tune into her inner wisdom and listen to her, which I did, which helped me develop my inner wisdom. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that a lot of us make the mistake of listening to our rational mind. But when you're getting that strong gut feeling that you shouldn't move there, you shouldn't take that job or whatever, you need to pay attention. And we all get that. I mean, that's what gut feelings are. So if you're just going headstrong into that other route because your rational mind's telling you it makes sense and you go down that road, oftentimes you'll find that it wasn't the right road anyway.
I agree. Hey, well, listen, do I have to take a break? I think I have to take a quick break. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, I want to ask you, you know, you write about the new spirituality, and I want to know what that how that differs from traditional spirituality. So we'll be right back.
Okay.
If you are enjoying the content on this show, well, I hope that you will tune into some of my networks to get some of their content. I'm on a network called UK Health Radio. They are broadcasting all over Europe, and they have the top scientists, the top shows out there that help you to understand your health, understand how to really have vital, powerful health for your whole life, right? This isn't, we don't have to have these models where people get old and obese and worn out and they're dying off at early ages. UK Health Radio can help you there. You can find them at ukhealthradio.com, ukhealthradio.com. Also, BBS Radio and Talk Radio New York City. All three of these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and become the best version of yourself. Again, ukhealthradio.com, talkradio.nyc, or bbsradio.com. I hope you'll check them out. All right, the show today is called The Courage to Stay Positive in Troubled Times. And my guest today is Marianne Boer. She has a new book out. It's called The Gift. And within us, there's always a gift, but this gift is within us. And we're talking about the new spirituality right now. What does that mean, Marianne? What's that?
Well, you know the organization Pew, P-E-W Research. They do a lot of studies. And they found that the fastest growing group of individuals are people who identify as spiritual, but not religious. Many people have turned away from traditional religion, I guess sex abuse scandals, things like that, but they are still yearning and seeking for that spiritual connection. So that's kind of taken over with the virus. I mean, this was the first Easter I could not go to mass. So just a lot of people aren't even going to traditional houses of worship, but they are still yearning for that connection. And some of your CEOs, some of your top people in companies happen to really be tuned into their intuition, Ken. You know that. I mean, some of the most successful people, they get that sixth sense about something and they follow it. And that's something that we'd all be wise to pay attention to.
Well, I agree with that. And in fact, Steve Jobs, when he left his body, he planned out everything. He planned out his funeral. One of the things he did at the end of his funeral was that he gave a gift to everybody that attended that memorial service, right? And the gift was this box. And when you opened the box, you know what was in it? It was a book from Paramahansa Yogananda called Autobiography of a Yogi. And his message to the world was self-actualize, right? I want to know what the Catholic Archbishop that you interviewed about intuition, what did he comment on intuition? What did he say?
Well, I grew up, my dad was a Methodist, and when I was about 7, he converted to Catholicism, and a young priest named Father Flynn converted him, and he stayed
at their retreat.
Pardon?
I think I knew a Father Flynn.
Yeah, Archbishop Father Harry J. Flynn. So he became a family friend. We knew him over the years. He graduated to become a bishop, then an archbishop. So when I was done writing this book, I thought, I'm going to call Father Flynn, or now Archbishop Flynn, and ask what he thinks of it. I didn't know what he'd say. I didn't know if he'd say, well, this is the work of the devil. I mean, kind of daunting. But to the contrary, I couldn't believe this. He said the opposite. He said, Marianne, Jesus was born with these abilities. Saints have these abilities. And he said something that I actually put as a quote on the back of the book. I'll just two sentences. I'll read it. He says, Marianne, this direct connection has always been available to all of us. Some receive this guidance through prayer, some through meditation, and others by simply listening to their inner voice. We all have access to divine wisdom. It's just a matter of knowing and trusting that we are loved and worthy of receiving that guidance. So he said a lot more. It's in my first chapter, but it basically, and he's just passed on last October, unfortunately, but basically he was amazing because I tried to do a chapter and talk to ministers and rabbis and priests, and many of them would not go on record about intuition. There's kind of still a taboo about that, even though people are opening up. And really, in my book, I interview 33 highly gifted people, and I have their contact info. If anyone wants an intuitive reading, they can find them. But basically, it's time to change the perception of this for those of us who still think that intuition is silly. The pandemic has done this for us already. It's forced everyone to kind of turn inward, work from home, be with their families, and also question things more and say, well, how can I do better? How can I help other people? How can I help advance my own career? Except how can I help change, you know, and heal the planet? So the pandemic's done a huge thing to all of us, Ken. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, it's just been amazing.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. And I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but my intuition tells me masks are ridiculous. But I don't want to go down that path. I'm just putting that comment out there. Listen, I want to ask you, though, you know, in one of your chapters, you talk about the memory of heaven before you were born. What's that memory? How do we tune into that? And I think that's really interesting, especially with families and soul tribes and people come together. And just like we had the K3 Sisters band on that segment before, you know, what happened there, you know, in heaven? Do they have memories of everybody coming together, making choices to do whatever they're doing? What do you say?
I'm not the only person apparently that's had this, but I remember just before I came into this world, I was in this huge structure like an airplane hangar, and there's this beautiful, brilliant light behind me that I was aware was heaven, or that all my loved ones were there. But I was holding the hand of this impossibly tall being wearing a robe, didn't speak. I believe it was some kind of angel. And I was in this long line of other tiny toddler souls, as it were, in this line, advancing closer and closer to this long translucent slide. And as it was my turn to get on the slide, I remember being full of anticipation, like I knew I was going to have many adventures. It was a little scary, like the first day of school, but my impossibly tall being put me on the slide. And the next memory I have was laying in a stroller, one of those flat strollers, not like we have now, like a seat, looking up at the face of my beautiful mother on a warm summer day, and just being really happy to be here. And life is basically a school. So I think I was anticipating coming here and doing some of the things that I've been doing. And also, Ken, experiencing the world that we live in right now, there's a lot of challenges. So our souls grow here on Earth as human beings. But ultimately, what I've learned from a lot of the intuitives, when we do what we call die, we basically just transition into the non-physical. So we're still the same. I mean, when my mom has come through in readings, she's still the same lady, except she says, hey, I look like I'm 32 and I have a little tiny waist and I'm not in pain anymore and I'm having a blast. So that's my mom's voice. She's very funny. But
I love that. I love that. I love that. And you know, I think, you know, Jesus said it, right? I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. Or be in the world, be not of the world, right? Mm-hmm. And boy, do I ever think that sometimes, you know, I'm like, what, this is a blast. I'm having a blast. It's a great place to be, but this doesn't seem like my home. I think there's something more for me here. So I bet a lot of us feel the same way.
Yeah. I think basically that we learn a lot here. There are a lot of challenges, but you know, I say always that I have my colleagues on this plane. I consider you kind of a colleague and all of the scientists and intuitives in my book, but I have my colleagues on that plane too. And the one difference is, well, there's no office politics, number one, with them. And the second thing is that they're super wise. And it's great to have that access to that, which I think all of us should understand. We do have access to that divine wisdom.
Well, speaking of access, one of the most compelling chapters in your book is the Valentine's Day call from Albert Einstein. Can you explain that a little bit?
People will need to get the full story from the book because it's a 5-minute story. But what I will just break down and say is, I was writing a chapter on great minds throughout history who valued intuition. And my husband called me upstairs. I was writing about Carl Jung and other people. And he said, Marianne, I just saw these quotes about Albert Einstein being into intuition. And I was shocked because he's supportive, but he's never really done that before. So anyway, I look up Einstein, and at the end of his life, he was very, when he was famous, he he got a reading from a psychic, which was super accurate. So he was very thrilled about that discovery. So anyway, the next morning, I get up and I get a phone call at 8:30. It was Valentine's Day, February 14th of 2016. And I pick up the phone. It's 8:20 in the morning on a Sunday. Who's calling me? So I pick it up and this lady's on the other end of the phone that I've never spoken with. And she basically says, she's a medium, it turned out. Marianne, I was doing my morning prayers and meditation and I was directed to call you and wish you a happy Valentine's Day by Albert Einstein. And I nearly lost it because how did she get my phone number? I asked her. She said he gave it to me when he was giving me the message he was to give to you. And our phone number is not only unlisted, it's in my husband's name and his last name is different than mine. So nobody has that
number. I love that. Listen, I got to go. What an incredible show this has been. The book is called The Gift Within Us, and you can get that. Where can you get that, Marianne?
Go on Amazon, go on barnesandnoble.com. It's everywhere. And you can also go to my website, which is just my name, www.marianneboher, MarianneBoher.com. And you'll see it there.
Great. Okay. Well, listen, I want to thank everybody for being here today. And I want to thank the K3 Sisters Band. Thank you so much for being here. Marianne, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I love you guys. Hope you can all come back. Everybody here, this is an incredible show. And I think we got a good message out today. I think it's a positive message that people will relate to. So thank you all for being here. And if you're enjoying the content on this show, Voices of Courage, I encourage you to check us out again at voicesofcourage.us, all the replays. Or if you have some questions or comments, just go ahead and email us at viewer@voicesofcourage.us. You can find all our replays there. Okay, take care. Have a blast week. And again, thank you. For